Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, we got a moment to chit-chat with T-Rex of Two Factor Media, and we have him on the line. How are you doing this afternoon, T-Rex?
I'm doing pretty good, Bliss, and not stressed, but definitely fortunate to be here another day. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in there. I got a lot of stuff going on. As you know, you and I are working on partnering on a couple of projects that we have coming up soon. So I'm excited about that. And I do want you to take a few minutes, though, and tell the people, what does Two Factor Media have going on over there?
Two Factor Media is formerly the Live by Terrence Network. And we have so many projects coming up. We have been reaching out to many record labels as far as pipelining their artists through our podcasting and live TV interview broadcasts. So we basically just trying to help the independent artists to get on a bigger platform. We are fortunate to be partnered with the Hype magazine, and also I am the host of the DJ Dance Party with DJ Ty Infamous of Two Factor Media. So with those partnerships, and we just continue to expand, and we are in the Atlanta market, and it's just allowing us to create even more avenues for artists and talent to be able to come on to our shows via audio or video. And so that's what Two Factor is all about. We are all about loving God and loving people.
And I'm so proud of you guys and everything that you're doing. I am a part of Two Factor Media as well. I am doing all of the digital graphics and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm excited to be a part of the team as well. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the DJ Dance Party, because you guys be going off over there. Tell me a little bit about how you guys came up with the concept for that show, and maybe some of the people that are affiliated with making that show happen.
Well, you know, my admiration for the life of Bob Marley, what he stood for, just love and peace, and he was a rebel, very revolutionary on his thoughts and how he was trying to motivate people. I know people look at him in the light of smoking weed and stuff, but that's not what he's about. And if people think that what he stands for, then they don't even know the legacy of Bob Marley. So the DJ Dance Party pretty much spins from that. One of the lyrics he said in one of his songs, one thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. Music is a very universal language, and it moves you in many directions. It make you dance, it make you think, it make you happy or sad. It controls all our emotions and all our feelings. So the show embodies all of that, the music, the dance, the fashion, and conversation. So we putting all this together. Yeah, we've been doing a test run, so coming soon, we're going to have a full-blown show where it's going to be Soul Train meets 106 and Park meets American Bandstand, and it's just going to be so revolutionary. And today's show, it's going to be something that you hopefully have never seen before. We're not trying to duplicate everything. We're just trying to push the movement of love and positivity into the light, along with the music, the dance, fashion, and talk.
Okay, you guys, now we're going to swap it up a little bit, and we're going to go way across the internet to Grindheart Radio. We're going to chat it up with Jit Chronicles, okay? All right, so we got Jit Chronicles on the line, and I'm super excited. He is one of my mentors and has been helping me along with this radio since we got started, and I just want you to tell the people a little bit about Jit Chronicles and Grindheart Radio.
What's going on, Tweety B? I just want to say peace to you, Queen, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to come on and promote Ground Hard Radio. This is your boy, Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King. I'm 38 years old, hailing from Duval County, Florida. A lot of folks may know that as Jacksonville, Florida. I've been doing Ground Hard Radio. Actually, we just celebrated 10 years of being on the air, you know, so I'm a young entrepreneur, independent entrepreneur that's trying to make things work out here for reality radio, because that's what we like to call Ground Hard Radio. And with our station, we interview independent artists, bloggers, you know, just anybody that's in the entertainment industry pertaining to the underground. And like I said, we've been doing this for the last 10 years, and we like to pride ourselves on being reality radio. So when you listen to Grind Hard Radio, you get good conversation, you get good guests. You also get a peek into our lives as well, you know, because everybody on Grind Hard Radio that's on that panel, we are artists, we are entrepreneurs, we are DJs, you know what I'm saying? So for a show to cater to the underground, and then you also have the panel that's underground, I think that's a cool thing. And then, like I said, at the end of the day, you kind of get to know your host a little bit better. You know, as an artist, we struggle just like artists out there, you know, so I think it's one hell of a combination with Grind Hard Radio, and y'all should definitely check us out, Grind Hard Radio at grindhardradio.com.
All right, all right, all right. Real Talk Roundtable, where you at?
In the building. What's going on, y'all?
It's been a long week already. And it's just Tuesday.
But it's only Tuesday.
It's only been a long week.
Yeah. Huh, Lord.
That's
I don't know if that's good.
God is good. And we got a lot of topics. We got a lot of things going on. We got callers on the line. You guys, I do see you. I'm going to bring you in just a minute to chop it up with us. We got Common. We got Snipe. We got Miss Snack and myself, Tweety B, on the line. And we're going to jump off into things because we got a lot to discuss, and I know Ross, he'll be following up through here in a little bit. He's supposed to be coming through here and talking about a couple things, too. So we're going to wait around for him. But you guys, there is a big controversy going on right now with Nas X and this 666 shoe. Now,
right.
When I first, AJ, you know AJ, he always on Instagram, he always all over the place, and he be running across all of this stuff. So he come in here, he said, "Mama, you seen this?" I said, What is that?" AJ. So he comes to me and he shows me this shoe that I see this Nike sign on. So at first I'm not really paying no attention. I'm like, Nike done came, you know, with something else. But then I got to looking at it real good. And I said, "Do that say 666 shoe?" And he said, "Yeah." And so I looked at it, and I looked at the design of the shoe. Now, these shoes feature a brown pentagon. It has a bronze pentagon and an inverted cross and a drop of real human blood. Okay? These shoes sold for over $1,000, and they sold out within under a minute of being up for sale. So Nike immediately was catching heat about this product because people are talking about boycotting Nike, and they can't believe Nike is promoting this. You know, there's a lot of religious people in the world that wear Nikes, so they got a problem with the shoe. Okay, so Nike immediately got on the mic like, "Hey, we don't got nothing to do with this. We don't know nothing about this. We don't have no relationship with no Nike. Who is Nas X? We don't even know. We don't even know who Nas X is." So, no, they really said that they didn't have anything to do with the release of the shoe, nothing about the design of the shoe, and they do not endorse this shoe. So now they are supposed to be suing the company that actually completed the design or the custom design that he wanted for the shoe, and they're going after this company, and it's called MSCHF, Mischief, I think they pronounce it like that. But it's a big thing. And now I just want to know, what are you guys' thoughts on this shoe and Lil Nas X? Now, there's more controversy around this shoe. It also involves a video. Now, I saw the video. The video, I think it's called Montero or something like that. It is very different. I don't think I've ever seen a video that focused so much on the devil as it did, but his thing was saying something about an angel falling from heaven, I guess, a gay angel or something, and that, you know, people were saying, you know, gay people are going to go to hell and different stuff like that, and he was trying to, you know, kill the narrative, you know, but it's just the way that I don't know. Like, some of this stuff that I wouldn't even let my kids watch videos. If I had smaller kids, ain't no way in the hell I let them watch videos, because the videos they're coming out with now, like, I saw him all bent over in front of this devil-like feature or whatever, you know. And it's just supposed to be a video. Like, whatever you do in your bedroom, like I have always said, that's your personal business. You ain't got to tell nobody what you do in the bedroom or who you do it with. If you do it with Satan, that's you and Satan's business. You ain't got nothing telling everybody that. Nobody needs to know that. But it's too much for me. Like, it's too much centered around the devil for me. Because Lil Nas X, I was trying to float with him, you know, when he came out to say he was gay, I said at that point, you know, what if you do in your bedroom? Yeah. Your business. You shouldn't be promoting yourself off of what you do in your bedroom. So I'm saying the same thing to him. I keep saying the same thing to him. Like, what is it with you and this gay thing? Like, you're taking it to the extreme. Like, people done left it alone, and now you back on it again. So I'm trying to understand. So it's just real, you know, confusing for me. I just want to get you guys' thoughts on it. So we'll start with you, Ms. Nat. What are you thinking about this 666 you?
Oh, God. Like, my head is all over the place when it comes to this, because there's just so many layers to this thing. I'm going to try to break down what I feel in a short amount of time, because there's so much going on. First of all, when I saw the actual shoe, and the same thing, it's funny how the kids, you know, me, myself and Tweety have teenagers, and it seems like, you know, they be knowing all the scoop, I'm sure, before either one of us be knowing about a lot of this stuff. And my daughter actually told me about it as well, because I didn't hear nothing about it. And I think I saw a post of yours, too, that was, like, right after the fact. And so, you know, I went and done my research, and when you first see the shoe, you would assume that Nike made it because it has a Nike check on it. Now, I'm lost when it comes to how that goes, and I would have to maybe talk to somebody at Nike, but I really still don't understand how you can actually buy a shoe. So they went and bought the Air Maxes, and then they had them redesigned, but it still had the Nike check on it, and you were able to sell it. You would think there is some type of a legal aspect to that somewhere, because if you could actually buy the make of the shoe but have the Nike check removed or something, right? Or at least I would think so. So I'm a little bit lost when it comes to that. Nonetheless, though, this same company that Lil Nas X had teamed up with to make the shoe, they've actually done this before with another Air Max, but it was more Christian-based type of shoe. And they didn't complain about that at all. And so now, because of the heat with this shoe, all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, speaking publicly, saying that they didn't have anything to do with that. So that's kind of weird to me. So it's kind of like, as long as it's going to make you money, it's okay. But in which, this, I mean, or it's going to make money and you don't care that your check is actually on it, that's okay. But when it's something more controversial, now it's not okay. But you didn't speak up on that shoe, but you speak up on this shoe. Like, so that's all kind of funny to me in itself. Nonetheless, moving on to the video, I watched that video not too long ago, and it was so wild. It was creatively kind of dope if you're into that type of thing, but at the same time, I was, like, halfway mortified. I was like, oh, my God. When he got to, you know, I guess supposedly having sex with the devil and all of that, and then he broke his neck and then took his horns and put them on his head. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was too much.
If I had a child, Lord knows, no, you definitely cannot watch this mess because it was just to the extreme. Now, on the flip side of that, what I want to say is that I want to read real quick just a portion of what he said about the actual video, and I'm sure it kind of pertains to the shoe as well. But he said, I spent my entire teenage years hating myself because of the shit y'all preached what happened to me because I was gay, he wrote. So I hope you are mad. Stay mad. Feel the same anger you teach us to have towards ourselves. So with that being said, I would assume that this was his way of trying to stick it to the Christian community, the ones who have bashed him and other gays because of them being gay. Okay, that I understand. I understand you being upset. I understand you trying to make a statement. I understand that. But with that being said, did you go too far to make a statement like in this type of way? You feel what I'm saying? I'm not mad at him for feeling the way he feels. I'm kind of like, okay, well, what prompted you to say all this now? You would have thought that he would have said all of this whenever he first came out and said he was gay. So it's kind of like a delayed type of reaction for me for him to go this far now. So what is it about now that he decides to do all this? I'm not really sure about that. But I understand, like I said, him trying to make a statement. What I don't agree with is as how he did it. I mean, I don't agree with that. Am I the one to really speak on him making this type of choice? Maybe not. But I just feel like my personal opinion, he went too far in trying to make a statement. And that's just my personal opinion.
Okay. All right. We're going to do it a little different. We're going to pull 0629 up in here and see who we got. Who we got?
What up, dude?
What's going on?
So, this black, I'm going to give you just a quick history lesson. Okay, so. 666 is 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. So they picked the one little boy who was mad at everybody, and they had him represent 666 on the level. So for those who are conscious and asleep, it still means the same thing. So his homosexuality has not 0% to do with the message that's being set out there. See, there is a programming that says if you're homosexual, that you're flamboyant, that you speak a certain way, you switch your butt, you want to be a non-organic female when it has nothing to do with your bedroom or sexuality. So this is what they're pushing now. They're trying to associate that 666, which really means a pentagram, really is as the 5-point star, which represents the fall of man. So when you're looking at this video and all the gross shit that the boy was doing, I couldn't watch the video, but I did watch the highlight show. And the highlight showed the beginning of the video, him going down the pole, him lap dancing on the devil. I didn't see the part y'all was talking about the end, but what they're doing is they're ringing up their bullshit. And what I mean by that is it is a new generation of children. You have a lot of black people who walk right now like it was Black Wall Street when you had the freedom of the slaves. We can go back to Egypt. We can keep going back. And every time you have an awakening of the oppressed, you have a reinstallation of the bullshit. So now they have took the kids pick. He was the children's choice. Little Nas X, Old Town Road, you keep going. He was their pick. They took him. They turned him out. They sent him to that white man. I ain't going to speak the man's name, but they sent him to him to grooming. So he came out. I'm a homosexual, and now I'm mad at everybody because I'm homosexual, and I didn't know how to deal with that. And see, that is a slap in the face of black parents, educated black people, us on this show, as what they're doing is they want to associate, one, the true knowledge of ourselves, which they were trying to teach us that post-slavery, white Jesus, white ways of living, white ways of incorporation, a bullshit where we have been naturally, our soul wants the right thing. We want good. We don't want our children of following somebody who is preaching sex on any level, if it's male or female. And then Satanism, let's touch on that. The Satanism that they're preaching in the video is just negativity of any form. Do as thou wilt. That's what that video said to me. That's what this boy, he did the zombies, now he's doing the Satanism, and then he wants to bring the sexuality in it. So it doesn't matter if you're homosexual or straight. That, what they're doing now is very, very wicked, and it has nothing to do with the 666. It has nothing to do with the betrayal of a fallen act. It's all the filth in between there. This boy is on the pole in a fucking pair of underwear with penis out, hair dyed, just even how he was on that portrayed devil creature. Man, come on, man. That is where the problem lies, not in the historical, if you're Christian or Satan. Now, to touch on them shoes, Nike really, really messed up. And while I say they messed up, no matter what your religion is, they already made a choice. They let them people sell them shoes with the river water in it. And also,
right,
they let men,
right.
This is how they pick their design. They let people alter their shoes every year and send in their pictures and their shoes, and then they pick their new designers just like that. So you can't change it up just because it's a specific group. And this lawsuit they announced today backfired and caused by the shoe company that produced the Satan Nike altered shoes, because they are novelty shoes. They're only selling a certain amount of pair. They're at an outrageous price. Ain't nobody going to pay that for no damn 97. But they're an outrageous price. So you are buying them as a novelty, and I don't care who blood in them. That shit don't make you wicked. It don't make you demonic. Your choices, what you do every day as a person, makes you either good or evil. So we shouldn't get caught up in little lies. It is another distraction, but I get what everybody is saying. That whole video is wicked, but not for the reasons they're trying to portray. It's 666. It's satanic.
I will agree with you on that. I will agree with you on that one.
So I'll pass it right here, but it's perversion.
Yeah, it's very controversial.
That's a good point. They keep taking our history and perverting it. If you want to talk about 666, tell them. You got that from the pyramids. You got that from the scrolls, and that said who the real servants of God, the children of God, was the melanated people. It takes 6 cosines, 6 electrons and 6 neutrons to make a melanin woman, the original image of God. And let's quit BS and quit associating that with the Church of Satan and any of those things. That is God's number. That is not a satanic number. That is God's number, the black woman. Quit playing with me.
Okay.
And
we got on. Who we got on the line? 0629. Who we got? Okay.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. What's going on, man? It's Faye.
Hey, what's going on? I thought that was you. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, my bad. Hey. What's going on?
We glad to have you on. I'm glad you called in because we got some good topics tonight, and I wanted you to get in on some of them. But before we get into all of that, y'all remember Mother Baby Spade? He done been on the show. He's been our pick of the week. And we're trying to do a follow-up right now and check in with you and see exactly what you have going on. But before we do that, I want you to comment in on this shoe. Now, what do you think about this 666 shoe Nas X has come out with?
Oh, I ain't even going to lie to you. Like, I haven't really... you know, been following that, honestly. Like, I had seen one of my homeboys had posted something about him stealing his swag. Cause he got like a weirdo swag or so, or whatever you call it, you know. But he had, that's the only thing for, you know, his name I done seen in a long time since that song had came out. Like, I was listening in on y'all talk about, you know, a little bit, but like, I ain't even know that much about him even being, you know, homosexual, you know, and that like that, you know.
He's distributing some different things we've been seeing lately from Nas.
That's crazy, man.
But tell us what's going on with you. I see
ain't
you
never
doing...
really get into it yet, but I mean, really, I really like, you know, me. I'm kind of like
you know, I be so caught in this other world out here that, like, you know, I when I do, like, get into, like, certain artists, like I go check Boosie out or somebody like that. But, like, you know, if it do happen to come out, I just, like, it'll be random. But, like, I ain't seen that about it yet.
Okay, that's what's up. So you got something new coming out? Should we expect anything new from you?
Oh, yeah, I just really just dropped 3 singles in the last 2 days, honestly, that I've been working on just trying to get them all the way right so that when they do listen to them, you know what I'm saying, they're gonna understand, they're going to be able to vibe to it. And I ain't going to lie, I got three of them. I know they heat. They that heat.
We're going to be listening to that music from you, and we'll get back with you later on. You can hang around and listen to the show if you want, but we wanted to check in with you and see how you were doing and what to expect new from you. And when you get your song out, make sure you shoot it to us so we can start playing it and let the people hear what you got going on.
Oh, yeah. Bro, Anton had hit me up. I had sent him one of them. Just giving a shout out to you know, my folks in Chain Gang, you know, like basically okay. Just telling them, like, look, man, you know, y'all got people that's down, man, you know, it might not seem much to them, you know what I'm saying, but jotting down a little, you know, a little note, you know what I'm saying, just say, hey, bro, I want to make sure you're all right, you're still breathing, man, you know, we thinking about you, you know, because when I got out, like, even to the day, the only reason why it inspired me to write that song because, my grandma had died, and I had kept every letter that she had. Even, you know, outside of that, I kept every female letter that were written to me, homeboys that checked on me. I still got them to the day, and when I show them to them, like, I could see that light up on their face, like, dang, bro, I ain't think it was that serious. But, you know, behind the walls, you know, you're gonna look at it from a different perspective. Like, people really do be sitting there waiting on that mail call, and then when their name don't get called, it's disappointing. So, you know, to some people that don't mind doing it, man, you know, that little letter, you know, it mean a lot to them, man. So I really just wrote it from my perspective and me being there because, you know, your mind will start wandering off and you'll start doing other stuff. And, you know, before you know it, you'll be done caught some more time, you know. And I ain't saying just a letter would just determine that, but, you know, that could get them a little hope, you know, because, you know, they keep them little envelopes a good 2 or 3 weeks and just hide it so that way it'll keep the smell. So, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, we definitely need to do that. We need to do that anyway because we need to be constantly in touch with our people and you know, what's going on with them because some mess just went on in Oklahoma City. We're going to get on that too.
In
a little bit.
I seen that.
Yeah. Okay, so tell everybody how they can get a hold to some of your music, how they can find you and follow you and get a hold to you.
You can follow me on Instagram, MudBabySpade_100. You can find some of my music on YouTube, most of it on SoundCloud. Like I said, you know, I got a little single that's out on all platforms. It's called One Blow. It's featuring, well, it ain't a single, but, you know, I'm featured on there through Tang Gorilla Entertainment. But other than that, you know, my new stuff, is basically, you know what I'm saying, I'm kind of, you know, building up enough to build, you know, get my little EP out. So I got an EP coming. I'm aiming for, June the 1st. That's what I was aiming for, June the 1st. So.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping by and chatting it up with us, and we're going to get up with you later on. We got some topics we got to move on through, but appreciate you for stopping by.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, we're going to move it right along. We're going to move it right along, you guys. Snipe, what are your thoughts on Nas X 666 shoe?
Oh, man. See, I didn't see the video. So I seen everything that went on with the shoe. So I really know that a lot of us try to customize shoes, you know what I'm saying, and we try to sell them. It was a good business move, you know what I'm saying? We want to take in that aspect. But then, you know, of course, you know, Nike's going to come back behind it because it's speaking devil shit now. So they're going to come now and try to say, we need to sue y'all. So up that check. But I never seen Lil Nas X as being a hateful guy. Like, when he came out, he was not hateful to me. And that's why I'm like, how is the world against you? I'm not understanding, like, how that go from that to that. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought you was like everybody knew you was gay, but you made good music. You had a hit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand where he went wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see people hating him. Now we do, of course. Like, we see everything, like, that you're promoting. Like, you're promoting this. Nike ain't promote this. You did. So I ain't feeling comfortable about it either. You feeling that? But, man, you know, it's just the world, man. You know, it's crazy.
I mean, to me, I feel like... You know, he just, at this point, to me, it feels like he anything for the money. You know, like anything for the money.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be like that in the industry because you ain't no damn Michael Jackson now. Just because as soon as they get your soul, they can take you right on out because they don't need you for nothing. What the hell do you do? You don't do nothing. You don't do nothing. You just finna lose your soul for nothing because you don't do nothing. And they need souls right now, so they collecting. So you want to put yourself up sacrificially for nothing but a few dollars, then you go ahead on and do that. But I'm not supporting that. And, you know, my child, he don't even want no shit like that. He don't even want no shit like that. So I don't have to worry about that. But it's just a simple fact. Like, really? And then who blood is y'all using? Why would somebody want to shoot with some? I'm trying to get to the blood.
That is the question. That is the question. Where did the blood come from?
They said the owners of the shoe company, they're using their blood, a drop of their blood. And Lil Nas X had a rebuttal. He said that it's not his job. He's tired of entertaining your kids, entertain your own fucking kids. He's trying to tell his truth or whatever he got going on. That I watched that little video he had on YouTube earlier.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is crazy, y'all. Okay, we're going to move it on because we got board folks full on board. Okay, Common, what are your thoughts on the Lil Nas X 666 shoe?
I don't like the shoe from the start. It's an ugly shoe to me.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with a different aspect from everything. When Lil Nas did the BET Awards, or I guess it was the BET Awards, some one of them award show, and he came out in the black and yellow suit, we were still rocking with the Old Town Road. But the next day, now I don't know who knew in the industry that he was gay, but when he came out next day and he made it public, has anybody heard from Lil Nas X after that?
What he's dropped hasn't really been as big as Old Town Road. So that's
exactly.
Kind of why you really
haven't
heard that much.
He just had that one hit.
Right.
So in other words, all we heard, and I'm talking about me personally, because I'm still living in the hood like I normally do. So I'm saying, ain't nobody touched him. When he came out, before he came out, people in my town was like rocking that Old Town Road shit. But then the next day when he said it was gay, you didn't hear that shit playing no more. Now, as for the shoe, I agree with Anton. It was all political. And Nike had something to do with it, but they're not going to admit that. All right? They're not going to admit that. Because, first of all, they got their shoes being made in other countries like China and Taiwan and all that shit for $5 to $10 a shoe, but you bring them back to America, they $400 to $500.
$1,000.
Yeah, so Lil Nas, you ain't been in the public, but you got to make a big statement so you can get back out there.
Right.
So, all right, I put this shoe out. Put that fucked up video. I ain't never seen a video, but I'm hearing this fucked up video.
It's interesting.
Then he made it publicized that you got real blood in your fucking shoe. Now, to me, I only see you trying to touch one aspect of the community with that, and that's the people in the hood. That's them bloods. because trust me, you got blood in your shoe, blood sex will pick that up in a heartbeat. They will represent that because of what they stand for.
If it ain't my blood, if it ain't my blood, or if it ain't my... I don't even want nobody else's blood. Why would I want to be walking around with somebody else's blood on me? They don't even make no sense.
But that's not the thing. The thing is, I'm representing my sect and it's blood. So if you trying to touch one aspect, you ain't touching everybody. Because I don't see no white boy flocking to buy that shoe.
It was $1,000. So I'm trying to figure out who was going to buy. It has to be people who had money. Because who was going to buy a shoe for $1,000?
And $1,000.
I don't care who made it. No blood, no prison,
no.
Ain't none of us paying no thousand some dollars for 90 seconds.
I'm trying to tell you.
My $1,000, if I'm going to spend $1,000 on a pair of shoes, they're going to be some gators.
I don't give a damn who made them. God could have made them. I ain't paying $1,000 for nobody's shoe. Now, I do not want to have a shoe that bad. I don't give a fuck how much money I got.
But you got to look at it, too. Most of the shoes that they buy is like $500, $600. They ain't doing nothing but just out there letting people know, I got this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it really has nothing to do with nothing. I just got this. But as for that, man, Lil Nas could go back up under the wall and shit because he ain't touching me with that shit.
They can just keep that. I'm not even playing with no shit like that. Nope. It's a no for me. And, okay, y'all. We got other stuff we got to talk about here. Has anybody been watching the George Floyd trial? Have y'all been keeping up with what's been going on?
Yes. Yeah, I'm
finna
get my education right now, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Nat, will you cover that for us?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's just so much going on. The trial is started. Did it start on Monday? Yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Is that when it started?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Open your statement.
I haven't been able... Okay, that's what I thought. I haven't been able to actually watch it live, but I've came home, you know what I'm saying, in the evenings, and I caught some of it yesterday.
It was just gonna piss you off.
And what really made me mad, what really has me really pissed off is this defense that they're trying to throw out there. And I'm like, you know, y'all really pulled this one out of y'all's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Just that this man was unhealthy and that he overdosed, I believe that's what they said, mixed with being unhealthy, is what caused his death. I was like, y'all got to be kidding me. Is that the only thing that y'all can come up with, really? Like, is that the only thing? You know, they had lied. The prosecution, the defense, actually, if I'm not mistaken, they had cut the time down to, I believe, 8 minutes and something, as far as the length of time that he was holding his knee on his neck, and come to find out it was really like 9 minutes and some more time. Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a lot of fuckery. Like, it was really making me just upset because I just can't stand to hear how they justify this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? We all saw it for our own eyes. How in the world can you go from seeing what we've seen clearly to trying to pull this type of defense? Now, the question is it going to work? You know, what else are they going to say?
Thing is, for me, like, how they always set these things up. Even though George Floyd was victim in this case, he was made to be the bad guy from the giddy up. Okay, he went to a store with a fake $100 bill, so they say. I don't know that to be true, but that was they. Okay, so he did that. What? Why is he bad? Because he did that. He didn't go in there with a gun and say, put this fake ass $20 on, I'm going to blow your head out. He didn't do that. He just went in there with it. So my thing is, if these guys had a past relationship at a bar where they worked or whatever they worked together, it needs to be somebody checking that out. It needs to be looked further into because maybe it's something more to it than what we know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I sit there and watch a man murder somebody and enjoy doing it and was in front of the cameras like, it ain't shit y'all can do about it. It's nothing y'all can do about it. He did that shit like I do this shit every day. Y'all just got the cameras on today.
Real quick. Can I say something real quick? Because we had spoke about this before on the show, and I think we had even talked about whenever it had came up that they actually knew each other. And if I'm not mistaken, I know that we had talked about what that needs to be looked into for sure. You know what I'm saying? That there's some type of connection between them, that they both work together. If I'm not mistaken, I think I saw an article not too long after that where supposedly the detectives definitely looked into that too. So I don't know what they, you know, what they found or whatever. I mean, he definitely worked with him because the owner said it, but I'm not, they never really came back and said anything as far as like if they connected or whatever. But it is kind of ironic that he actually already knew of him, worked with him, you know, being security or whatever at this club, and all of a sudden this happens. But and going back to the $20 bill, I also believe that, and I'll check up on it, you know what I'm saying, throughout this whole thing, but I think the lady who worked at the store came out and said that the bill actually wasn't counterfeit.
See?
Did y'all see that or hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. I'm almost positive. I don't want to quote it for sure, but I'm almost positive that somebody at that store did come out and say that was a lie. That bill actually wasn't counterfeit. They may have thought it was, but come to find out, it really wasn't. So, but I'm a definitely fact check that just to make sure. I don't want to say that if it's not true, but I'm almost positive that's the case as well. But that's all. I just wanted to say that.
Right. Can
I say something real quick? I don't know if anybody was really paying attention to the news article, news videos they were showing on TV about their arrests and the beginning of their arrests and all of that. If you paid attention to it, you'll see they're already trying to set up a defense for him, because they're trying to say he's foaming at the mouth, so he's on the drugs already. That already put that defense plan in motion already. Because you gave him that ammunition with the drug thing. That doesn't have anything to do with a man saying, I can't breathe, you on my neck, my handcuffs.
Right.
I'm handcuffed with my hands behind me, and I can't breathe. You were supposed to let that man up as soon as them handcuffs came on and put that man in that car. Claustrophobic or not, in that car and take him away from. You don't sit on that man's neck for 9 minutes. That's crazy. Even when the man was saying, I can't breathe, I can't. You sat there. You even put more force on the neck. So you intentionally tried to do that man harm. Now, as for the thing with them working together, the police officer wasn't a popular guy at that bar. Floyd was a very popular man at that bar that he was working. I don't remember what he was doing there. But
security.
You see pictures of him with white women, and everybody's having a good time. You don't see this white dude because he didn't associate with nobody. So, yeah, there was some jealousy along the way. And they already set up the cops' defense with the drug thing. Now I want Anton to come in and politically correct everybody.
His call actually dropped, so he's probably coming back in a minute, but his call had dropped right before he started talking. It was kind of hard for me to try to watch it the first couple of days, you know, and I'm still sensitive. I'm very sensitive about this because I know what I saw. Nobody gonna tell me what I saw.
Right.
I know what I saw. And I don't care how you try to dress it up. I don't care all of this history you try to create of what kind of person he was. And I don't care about any of that. I know what I saw. This man was in handcuffs. He was no, if you felt threatened, you should have felt threatened no more because his hands was cuffed behind his back. Therefore, he was no longer a threat to you at all. So for you to sit there and put your knee in his neck for 9 minutes, it says a lot about you, sir. And for you to do it in front of the camera, you look into the camera as if you didn't care that the world will go see you do this. Or you felt like you was protected enough that it didn't matter.
Exactly. Right.
Didn't matter. And while people were screaming at him to stop, the whole time people are like, stop this. Like people who are EMS workers and fire, they had a firefighter out there. I think an EMS worker that was out there. People was like yelling the whole time, like, stop it. He can't breathe. And you still sat there for over 9 minutes with your knee in his neck and did not care at all.
And your knee was still there when the man stopped moving for another minute and I believe minute and 10 seconds or 20 seconds. So you tell me. And then the EMS lady that's trying to approach the situation to see if she can help the man.
Yep, right.
The little bald-head Chinese cop pushes her away. So all of y'all are in this together. You can sit there and say he was the cop in charge, he's the supervisor, or whatever. You are a part of the whole equation. All you had to do was push him off, take care of that shit when you got to the police station, and y'all handle it that way. But I ain't going to sit there and let you kill a man. If I'm a cop, I ain't going to sit there and let you kill a man in front of me with his hands behind his back. Handcuffed. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. He's no threat. I mean, when you can make a man beg for his mom, he's giving up. There's nothing left.
Exactly.
You should have had that man in the car. And one more thing. All right. Defense lawyers, I got to give them their props because they pulling out all the stops. Hey.
Somebody got some feedback going on. I don't mean to cut you off, but if you're not talking, can you mute your phone, please? Somebody got feedback going on. Or if you're on speaker, you might need to put it on regular phone.
You know, so that's all I'm going to say about that. I just hope it don't get to the point where they going to get off. Because somewhere along the line, most of the jury is white, and I'm really thinking that this guy was going to get off. So this time, I ain't pushing it. Like Donald Trump said, I ain't pushing to do anything. But if they get off, let's not burn down our town. Let's go down and burn their towns down. That's what we do. Let's burn their towns down, not ours.
No.
I put the disclaimer out there already.
Not going to burn anything down on TV Birds.
Miss Knack disagrees.
I put the disclaimer down already.
Yeah, we're not doing that. No. Okay, but seriously, on a serious note now, I'm seeing a lot of pattern here that I see in a whole lot of cases. And I'm not pleased with it, and I hope that this judicial system does not let us down once again when you just sat down and watched it. And I don't care what jury did you get, because everybody saw it before it went to court. So where did you go? Did you go to heaven to get somebody to run things? I'm trying to understand how is this working. Because I'm uneasy about this. I don't understand how it's working, because when you pick a jury, you pick people that don't really know nothing about it, right? Ain't that how it's supposed to go? You don't supposed to really know or have read it or have been able to form an opinion about this, right? No. Is that right?
Right. That's right.
Usually that's how it
that
is.
From?
I don't know now. Right.
You got to remember something, too. One of the questions they asked was, how do you feel about the BLM, Black Lives Movement? And from what I read, that if some of the people agree with them, they're already disqualified from the jury. So that's another thing. That's another thing that their lawyers did. What the cops lawyers did, not the prosecutors, but the cops lawyers.
Well, that's
all
stupid
right.
as hell to me, for real, for real. That's stupid. Because I already saw the video, then it shouldn't even matter if you agree with BLM or not. Because if you already saw
right.
the video, that's all the proof in the pudding right there.
That's all it should be.
That's it.
That right there
should
be the only evidence.
The question should have been, have you seen the video? I mean, that should have been the question. You know what I'm saying? So if that wasn't the question, then nothing else really matters.
Everybody in the world has seen the video.
Everybody's
right.
Seen.
Right. So.
So now, it's, being that you watched the video, can you disassociate yourself from the video and give us
right.
a, one of those
right.
honest
right.
answers when you become
right.
a jury member?
That's probably where the questioning went, I'm sure, because they should already have known, of course, that everybody already saw the video. So the question would be, as you said, you know, can you make a decision, you know what I'm saying, without imposing your personal
yeah.
opinion? Right, right.
But
yeah,
if
well,
you got
we're gonna tell
feeling
you.
For the Black Lives Matter movement, then you can't be a jury. You can't be on our jury. You can't be a jury. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting. Oh, wow. Okay. I am learning something. Like, this is crazy to me, like, how things are panning out to be. And we keep watching the same thing over and over. And even though, you know, a lot of good things are happening, you know, as far as policies being changed and things like
mm-hmm.
that, but it seems like such a small little particle to what is really going on. And it's like we're getting a
right.
little bit done, but it's so small compared to the work that has to be done, and we not moving fast
Very
enough.
True.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And it's sad because I just want Black people to understand it's okay to partner with somebody when they got something that you need for your business to run. It's okay to do that. It's okay for y'all to put y'all money together and try to build a business. It's okay. Don't believe that because your partner is Black that they can't be a good partner, because that's just not the truth. There's a lot of good Black people in the world that are honest, hardworking Black Americans. And why is that so hard for people to understand? I don't know. I don't know. And I feel like if we can come
together like
and, you know, put our businesses together and start to build, then we can have something. We can have
That's
something.
That's right.
It's out there for us to have. We the only people that blocking us from having what we supposed to have.
Right.
It's like we're in constant war with ourselves, and everybody else in the world is moving on, just looking at us
mm-hmm.
like, what is wrong with you?
Well, you can tell the world is messed up.
Okay, y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Tom. No, go ahead. I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, y'all, we had promised that we were going to come over here and hang out with y'all for an hour tonight. We were going to keep y'all for 2 hours tonight because we got some stuff going on and people are tired and, you know, it is what it is. So we love y'all, and we thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us. I don't know what happened with Rock, but I ain't heard from him.
He was in the chat earlier, so
he might have got hung up. He might be doing something else, another.
Yeah, Rock, what you doing? What you doing? Since you ain't here to get on me, I'ma get on you. Where you at?
Right.
What you doing?
Okay.
You laid up?
Yeah,
so you done missed the show to be up for laid up, DJ? DJ,
what's
going on?
You
hey.
Missed the show.
Yeah,
leave
I'm
the man alone. Leave the man alone.
No, I ain't
leaving
him
alone.
He always on me every show. He be on me every show. So DJ, where you at, DJ?
He's now.
Hey, you could have got caught up.
Rob, we gonna flush your ass down the toilet tonight because you ain't do right. You ain't do right. Okay, y'all, follow us on IG at tweety_BYRD_central, and you can follow everybody here from over there. If you don't know their names, they are all following. You'll remember Miss Nat, you'll remember Snipe, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Anton. I think he's G_720 on there. And follow us all. Comment, he don't do social media, but he be here on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. So y'all can catch him. Yeah, I'll be good.